worry that it's photoshopped, you know. You might think it's naturally done that way, but it's not, of course. I texted Eric. I said, I see you've been working on the truck. I sent him the picture, screenshot. He's like, boy, yeah. I don't know when I found time to do that, but that looks good. I should send you a picture of it.
This is KI4DLS with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for KB0KBJ up there in South Dakota. Well, Steve, I tell you, that would probably be really sharp. I can picture it in my mind's eye, you know, because you got three axles here. You got a steering axle, and you got two rear axles that are in line instead of being, you know, like a dually. You got four tires on the back, but you got two axles. So that would be pretty neat looking, I think. That doesn't happen to be the truck that you brought that load of dirt down here from South Dakota, is it?
Yeah, that's the same maroon or whatever. Yeah, maroon is Z71. That was a 98. And, that's what I brought down for Ray, along with a whole lot of massively tall weed seed, I guess he found out.
I didn't know if you'd thought I would remember that or not, but I remember when you did that. I tell you what, that was some black dirt. we think we got pretty good dirt around here in some spots, but that I'm telling you was true. That was some pretty dirt. Of course, here at the house, all I got is that old red mud, you know, red clay, and it grows some, my vegetables pretty good and stuff like that. But have to keep amending the soil, you know. It doesn't hold nutrients too well. And it gets packed down real hard, and that makes it a pain to work with. But that dirt you got up there is really nice.
Yeah, it is. It is. Did Ray or did you ever see the weed that came along with that? Did Ray tell you it or did you see it?
Yeah, I went up there and saw it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that stuff, I think I just got it out the back of the barnyard, so who knows, you know, maybe it was mostly all manure, but just dried up and down the dirt for them. Of course, I didn't think about all the weeds. And, you know, if you leave a barnyard, seems like you don't run cattle in it for a few years, you get them weeds, them big, tall pig weeds, you call them. And they'll just shoot up and just get going like crazy, and after a while they'll die. Imagine that's what he had pop up there. that'd be kind of funny to see. And, you know, you got such good growing climate down there. It'd just grow like crazy. And Ray, he said, this soil down around here is good soil. It's just the fact that it compacts down so hard, it's just hard for the plants to make progress through it, you know. You got to, like you said, keep it stirred up, and it's tough to do when it just kind of settles down so hard as it is.
Yeah, Steve, you pack this dirt down, it gets like concrete. It gets real hard, and if you go out and work it every day and amend it quite a bit, here on my little garden spot, I've got to get some more of it this year. I put mushroom compost on it. I put rotten sawdust when I can find it. That's getting kind of hard to find. If you can find a sawmill that piles it up and leaves it piled, most of those places are getting rid of it pretty quick now. But you get some rotten sawdust and stuff like that, you know, maybe some leaves and stuff, depending on what kind of trees you got around the house. I don't put these, I call them water oak, little bitty small oak leaves. I don't put those on the garden. They don't turn into anything for a while. You know, it takes them a while to decompose. So I use other leaves, you know, like the leaves off the poplar trees and stuff like that that decompose real quick. And that seems to work, and that has helped mine quite a bit. But I don't know. I'm going to try to have another garden this year, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, 4DOS and that KB0, KBJ. Yeah, when you got gut soil like you, you got to kind of help it along and add a little up here too, I'm sure. Sort of an interesting thing to add to soil. And these little tiny beads, they're about the size of a BB bead. BB, or, you know, BB, for a BB gun. And you add water to them things, and they swell up to about the size of a marble. They just suck water up. I've heard of people adding just loads of them things to soil. And, of course, they just suck. The plants just go and suck the water off them things, you know. But they're really a good way of keeping water in the soil, I guess. So, that'd be kind of interesting to try in the dirt down there. You know, it'd kind of create little cavities and voids and just kind of swell and move the soil around, you know. Perhaps. I don't know.
Steve, I've heard of those. I haven't tried to use any. But that may be a thing to look forward to. You know, try to find some of those around here. And, you know, just take a small spot. Mix a little bit in there and see how it works. Might be kind of like them little, I don't know. I think that's styrofoam, though, or something. You buy this certain brands of potting soil. It has those little white specks in it that are about the size of a BB. I think that's what they do, but I don't think they swell up as big as the ones you're talking about.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think it's just styrofoam, too. It gives air to the soil. It aerates. It keeps from getting compact, you know, which is what you want to do down there. But I would think if you were working it out there too much way in a garden or something, it might just all work to the top and blow off, you know, and then, well, it's gone. So, anyhow. Well, I think I'll let you go, Gary. Been a good chatting with you. You say hi to Joy down there. And we'll do it again. KI4DOS and the net. KB0KBJ.
You know, it's always a pleasure, my pleasure, to talk with you. You and Miss Megan and all the children have a wonderful week, what's left of it. Y'all stay safe and stay warm. And if you think about it, shoot me a picture of that truck. I'd like to see that. I've gotten all the other pictures that you sent of your ice fishing and, you know, the videos. That is really neat. I tell you what, I think I would feel a little uneasy being out there on the ice until I'd done it or been out there for a little bit. You know, drilling a hole down through the ice and then sitting there fishing, and you see a crack come along. that would kind of unnerve me a little bit, even though it was that thick. But I appreciate the pictures. I've enjoyed them, and I've shared them with Joy, and she has enjoyed them. So y'all take care. We'll say 73 for now, and take care. Stay safe. KB0KBJ, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Or any other comments, call KI4DOS. That's about going to wrap it up this evening. I'll submit my net report here electronically, and then we'll close the net out. Folks, had a grand total of 69 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.